Quiz time. What's the fastest growing sport in Minnesota? Hockey, basketball, soccer, something having to do with one of the state's 10,000 lakes? Wrong, wrong, and wrong. Recently, Minnesota Public Radio's Dan Crocker met with some high school kids who were helping revive an old shooting sport.
It's a warm Wednesday afternoon in late May, and gunshots are echoing off the trees next to a rural highway in northern Minnesota. It's after school, and this open field is packed with middle and high school kids brandishing 12-gauge shotguns. There are groups of five shooters spaced apart. In one group, a girl with her hair pulled back under a camouflaged hat yells,
"Pull!"
A little bright orange clay disc 4 inches across zooms out over the Proctor Gun Club's grassy field. She aims her gun and fires. And the little clay pigeon breaks apart in midair. 1 point for the Hermantown High School trap shooting team.
5, 4, 2, 3, 3.
It's difficult at first. Yeah, it's very difficult at first. But once you get the hang of it, it's kind of second nature to you, I guess.
This is Erin Flagg. She's a senior at Hermantown, the team manager, and one of just three girls on the team.
It's kind of fun to, because some weeks, some days I'll outshoot the boys and I'll feel pretty good about myself.
Flagg grew up around guns. Her dad's a hunter, but she didn't know anything about trap shooting.
I had heard about it through my sister. She had a couple friends who were into it. And I came and watched her a couple times and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of fun. It was different. It was interesting.
Back when Erin Flagg joined, there were just a handful of kids who shot trap at Hermantown. The year before, a student had approached math teacher Guy LeBlanc about helping start a team. So he agreed to make the case to the school board.
The school board wasn't real receptive to it, you know, and I understand, with guns in school. So we had to agree to not have the guns on campus, of course.
LeBlanc had never shot trap, but he hunted pheasants and ducks. And he told the school board, these aren't the kind of kids you have to worry about.
These are the kids that respect the guns and hunt and fish and know the outdoors. And they know that there's one screw up and something bad's going to happen. And it keeps them from playing these stupid video games.
The school board relented. A team was formed. And the next year, Josh Rollins started competing as a freshman.
And our first year, I know, I would come here and I'd be able to shoot in 10 minutes and leave.
But as word got out around school, the team grew and grew.
And now I have to wait like half an hour to an hour to get onto a line. So it's really been growing.
There are now 45 kids on Hermantown's team. That's more than there were in the entire state only 7 years ago. This year, statewide, there are more than 8,600 shooters competing. It's by far Minnesota's fastest growing school sport. I called up John Nelson with the Minnesota Trap Shooting League and asked him, what's behind that incredible growth?
From a school's perspective, we provide a safe program. We've never had an injury. This also helps comply as an adaptive sport, so kids who have physical disabilities can participate in shooting sports. We have many kids that shoot from wheelchairs. This is a co-ed sport. This is a program that is open to all.
Okay, but what about the kids? Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. Here's Hermantown coach Guy LeBlanc again.
It fits the niche of a different kid. You know, most of our kids, I think there's 45 kids in our team this year. There's about 28, 29 of them that don't play another sport. They're not in band, choir, drama. This is their thing. And you don't have to be 6'2" and 220 pounds to be effective at it.
Which helps senior Josh Rollins, who's, well, just a normal-sized teenager with glasses and curly hair tucked under a ball cap. For him, trap shooting was a natural fit.
I get to shoot guns, and it helps improve how I shoot because I duck hunt and I deer hunt, and this is a lot like duck hunting.
Like a lot of kids growing up in northern Minnesota, hunting is a big part of his life, something he grew up doing with his parents.
My dad always gives me crap. Oh, you can't hit the broadside of a barn, Josh. So I come here and I shot against him and I beat him. So that made me pretty happy.
And what about Erin Flagg, the senior we met at the beginning of the story? She wasn't a big hunter growing up. She played soccer and basketball and other after-school activities.
I was involved with a dance team this past season, but this is my primary sport this year, so.
So dance and then trap shooting. Some people might say, what the heck?
Yeah, definitely both ends of the spectrum there, yeah. It's get all dressed up, put makeup on, put your hair up, and dance to a song, and then come out, put your camo hat on, and shoot the guys.
Last month, two of Flagg's teammates competed in the state finals. While they weren't among the top finishers, they're helping to blaze a trail for young shooters in other states. Minnesota was the first state to start a trap shooting league. Now organizers have started a U.S. clay target league to duplicate the Minnesota model nationwide. This year, organizers helped start leagues in Wisconsin and North Dakota. By next year, 5 or 6 states are expected to have leagues. For Only a Game, I'm Dan Crocker.